We did have an amazing interview. I have to tell you, she sent me the questions late last night that she wanted to pursue. I was so impressed.
The questions are really great.
They were very thoughtful questions. They pointed to someone who is a thinker and someone who is reaching for, you know, the spiritual ground you and I have talked about and worked on. She comes out from that ground, the ground of self-inquiry.
This is the perfect way to start your day, start your business, start your life, change your mentality, understand where your powerfulness comes from. She can help you get there. She gives great advice. She has so much wisdom, so much that you can learn from her. I feel more powerful, in control, and more creative after listening to Sabrina's podcast.
I wish I were creating this podcast.
Welcome to the Success with Sabrina podcast, sponsored by Time Strategic Consulting Group. Hear from successful businessmen and businesswomen and how they became successful, sharing tips and techniques with you to foster change and build success with ease and flow, helping you overcome your toughest trials and biggest challenges to finally go for it and make money and create the epic life that you deserve. To get more information about our consulting, public speaking, and business success membership club, go to www.timestrategic.com.
When it comes to creating an authentic brand story that actually improves trust, nobody says it better than Neil Patel, NeilPatel.com. Today, we will discuss excerpts from his article as well as experiences that I recently had with some great clients in teaching you how to create a story that has the potential to go viral. Companies like Apple very seldom talk about their products in their stories. What they do talk about is what they stand for. For instance, the way I see it in Nike is the story that they're telling to me is that I can choose to just do it. I can choose to walk the talk and perhaps be a little more active. And so I engage with that story because that's what I want for me. And I become an ambassador for that brand, right? By purchasing their products, I begin to participate in writing my story together with them. And we become co-creative in the telling of the story. Apple is the same thing. Apple is telling me to break the rules. Apple is telling me that it's okay to go away from the mainstream. And because I resonate with these principles and values, I vouch for this brand, right? And so customers should buy a part of the story, not just the product. This is such an important difference to understand, you guys. People follow their money. Why? Because a customer is not only participating in the story itself, they're spending their hard-earned money with you and your brand. They're engaging the story by purchasing from you, right? So allowing them to become co-creators of the story is what a story well told is going to do for you. So I'll give you an example of a client that I was recently helping. And this client is in the music industry. Very, very talented musician, and just recently opened up a studio. And we were talking about how no one really cares about the brand or even the studio, right? People are always listening and thinking, what's in it for me? So in the studio, she has two primary services. One is teaching kids how to play the piano, and the other actually is a more designated for artists because it's a production aspect of the business, right? And so I was telling her that really she's always going to have that person in mind when she's speaking about her brand because the language is completely different. If she's talking to parents and why should they enroll their kids into a piano studio, it's one conversation, right? If she's talking to the struggling artist, the person that wants to put their work out there and they want to find a place that they can partner with, so that can do all the production, all the stuff that they don't want to worry about, right? Because they're artists and they just want to really produce the art. They want to share what's in their heart. And so the conversation is completely different. So knowing clearly at all times who you're talking to when you're telling your brand and your story is so, so important. So we talked about this. And you know what? Research indicates really, and now I'm going to get very technical with you just for a little while, but it has been proven by research. The brain responds to the descriptive power of stories. And they connect it with the stories in a very deep, affecting way. And it influences both the sensory and the motor cortex. So what that means is that to read a story is to feel an experience, right? So it's been said before that sometimes we don't remember what it was told in a conversation, but we remember how we felt. So this is really why the stories are so powerful, because they provoke a feeling on whoever is listening. And that feeling can synchronize our minds with the subject of the story. So the story has to have a subject, right? Now, recently I was talking to another client, and it was actually on life coaching. And I still do a little bit of life coaching, although I focus primarily on business consulting now. But it was interesting because we were talking about relationship coaching, really. And I asked this question of my client. I said, how are you processing this breakup right now? And she told me, well, the relationship wasn't working. So what that told me is that she was separating herself as a subject to the relationship, almost as if the relationship could actually decide or determine the fate of that couple's being together or not, right? But the truth is that in every relationship, there's always a subject, and what they're doing is either hindering the relationship or helping, right? So it's important to understand that the subject has to always be there, and that is in our personal lives when we're telling stories, or even for our brands. The story isn't a biography of an individual. It's not a biography of a person. It's the evolution of an entity told with personality. So your brand story should be told by you and have great samples of your personality. And you can hire someone to write the story, but not to really create the story. The more authentic and real, you guys, the more you will deliver on your promises. So the personality is going to drive the story, right? And this is where people get a little confused with personal brand and business brand. The sweet spot is when you're telling the story and you know clearly who you're telling it to. And because of that, you can then provide some real content for a real person. So the reason why it's so important for you to have a subject in the stories of your brands is because you can provide someone real for your customers to trust. And so that's the beauty of it. And not only that, but knowing who you're speaking to will then connect these two and two together and really create that sweet spot we're looking for. Now, I talked about why is it so important for your brand to tell a story. And now I'm going to talk about how to create the story for you and your business. It's really simple, you guys. The more simple it is, the more effective it'll be. You can kind of guide yourself to create that story by creating a three-part model where there's a beginning, where there's a problem or a pain that you're solving, right? And you're setting out to solve with your products and business. Then the middle of the story should be talking about the solution, and you're going to describe how you're solving that. And hopefully you're going to be able to do it in a way that's different than everybody else. And the ending of the story is the success. Is getting excited about the success that this is producing. So it's very simple and effective. Now, be careful with the ending, though, because the story is not supposed to be a normal story where there is like an ending, like the end of a road kind of ending. It should suggest the beginning of success and continuation, right? So this is really important. And I was talking to a client that has a personality of more of a performer. She's not a dreamer. She's not a visionary. And it's really hard sometimes for entrepreneurs to step into the role of a storyteller and look into the future a little and tell a story. And so I told her, I said, look, I could sit here and I could write you an amazing brand story. But it wouldn't be you. It wouldn't be your own. And chances are that your actions wouldn't sustain it, you know, because your story has to go so well with your values and who you truly are. And that's really only achievable if you take the time to go into self-inquiry. You take the time to really, really question, what is it that you're going to stand for? What is it that you're going to stand as a corrective for by way of your company? So simple stories are more trustworthy. And as some of the world's most famous brands have shown it, right? The complexity of the story can really kill trust. And so the story of your brand should be telling what is the reason why your business exists. And yes, you know, you can say it, yes, it is to make money, but that's a little short-sighted. Your business might be because you want to make money, and that's fine and well, but why does your brand exist? What is the reason, right? The answer to that question requires that you tell a story, and it also requires a lot of self-inquiry and refinement of that story. So the story must connect with your customers. At its essence, a story isn't really about your company. The story should be told to someone. And it's very simple. I play this little game with my kids sometimes where we sit by the fire and I begin to tell a story and then we go around and they have to continue giving shape and form to the story. And although it's so challenging to not to continue after someone kind of went with your story in a direction that, you know, you weren't really going to go at all. What's interesting about this is that it makes it challenging, but it makes it feasible because we know where we're going with it. And the main goal is because we know our audience. We know who's sitting around the fire. And so as I'm telling the story and my kids are telling the story, we tell it to amuse one another, right? And that's really the goal. And it's shaped by our own personality. And that's what makes it so fun because we're all different and we all take the stories in different places. And so one of my little ones, he loves to be scary and talk about scary things when we're sitting by the fire. And so he'll start going that direction. But then my other son is like, no, we're not going to go there. I don't like scary stories. And he moves away from that to something else. And it just becomes this really fun game of how is the story going to end, right? And in a way, it has no ending. It's just like I was saying, your brand story should have no ending. It should be more about the continuation of things. So when you get to a point where other people are actually voluntarily telling your story, my fellow entrepreneur, you have mastered this game. So I've described what the story is so far, but what about the how? How do you do this, right? In one sense, the story takes care of itself. A good story is shareable. Other people are going to appreciate it and engage in your story. And if it's a great story, they're going to be sharing it anyways. But some of the ways that you can enhance your story is by building your personal brand. So remember how a story is infused with personality. You and your team are the personalities behind your brand. So taking the time to look at this and decide what is the personality that's going to be behind the story is so, so important. Now, being active on social media is another very important way that stories can spread through the power of social media. And social media will allow you to build a presence and a brand that lives in a public social consciousness. So use that, you guys. Be there, telling your story everywhere. Make the story part of who you are and what your company is about. And use different ways to tell the same story, really. You're going to become a master at telling the story anyways, in many different ways. But in a sense, it's always the same story. And so communicate using the power of the story, whether you're writing a guest post, piecing together a biography, or just tweeting about your day. Giving your story that elemental presence is so very crucial. Now, encourage your listeners and customers to tell the story. Customer testimonials are one of the most effective ways of broadcasting your story. Customers themselves will experience the problem, solution, success, momentum of your story. And if they're satisfied, they'll be more than happy to talk about it. So using the stories on your website and marketing materials, they will reinforce the brand's recognition, right? And the last thing I want to mention is encourage storytelling everywhere. When your brand hits the mainstream, its story will become further in the public awareness. So your story will build the foundation of trust, but only a customer's personal experience will cement that trust into something that is real and that it lasts. So you guys, this is so important, you know, to tell your story in a way that people are going to be excited to participate of, right? They're going to be excited to be co-creators of the story that you're telling. And allowing them to do so by sharing your values, sharing what you stand for, so that the people that actually resonate with that and they share the same values, they can then give you the most validation that anyone could ever give, which is to spend their money with you and your products and your brand. And so, guys, I know this is a short podcast today, but I just found because of these two recent experiences of working with these two different clients, so important information for you to be thinking about as you're rebranding your business. And this story is never going to be set in stone, you guys. You're building it. You're always creating. It's going to be an organic file where you're always going to go back there and tweak things around and change things around so that it takes its shape and form that is actually happening in the marketplace. So it's not one of those things that you're just going to sit down one day and get it done. It's more like an open file that you're going to keep going back to and keep telling that story, making that story even more crystal clear and more simple and straightforward, and that benefits the people that are listening to. So you guys, I'm going to have a challenge right now coming up soon on August 1st, and it's going to be about this, about creating your brand story and how can you actually create a personal brand and a business brand that supports that go hand in hand to create the business and life that you love. I would love for you to join me. Just find it on social media. It's all over the place on Instagram, Facebook. August 1st is when we're going to begin this 5-day challenge. You don't want to miss it. It's going to really help you to fine tune your story and the business and brand that you're building. Thanks for joining me today, and I see you next Wednesday. Thanks for joining us today. To join our free Facebook group and access the links and resources mentioned in the shows and much more, go to www.sabrina-gagnon.com. That is G-A-G-N-O-N. You will become a member of a private Facebook group dedicated to providing the best practices, skills, and strategies to grow your business. And remember, we all have natural advantages that comes from our instinctive power. You are perfectly created to accomplish so much. Let's challenge the status quo and create a business and life you love.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.